All right, I think we do have our guest already on the line. We must welcome him, Nimrod Mashile. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to you and your listeners. Is Nimrod Mashilan.
Oh, Mashilane. Oh, yes, actually. It's fine. I thank you so much. I'm sorry for that. It's actually written Mashilane here. I don't know why did I leave the N-E at the end. The producer did definitely give the correct surname. Now, Nimrod, we're talking about the expungement of a criminal record. Of course, this is a process by which a criminal record of a convicted offender is removed from the criminal record database of the Criminal Record Center of the South African Police Service, allowing one to carry on with life without a record being an obstruction to opportunities. That's how we understand it to be. So how does having a criminal record actually affect one's life? Let's start there.
Yes, having a criminal record is burdening to an individual's life and well-being, because it affects him on his daily life and employment, and when he wants to have a visa. You see, you might find that is affecting his visa renewal or being permitted to receive a visa, and some of the positions are in employment. A criminal record can affect his employment status, because they will be denied employment or be set aside due to the criminal record which was affected on them.
Yep. Now, interesting. Now, then tell us, how does one then go about, removing or expunging one's criminal record?
Expungement of criminal record, remember, is in terms of the Criminal Procedure Act 1977. It is that it must be an application that is done through the Department of Justice, which one applies for the criminal record to be expunged. But it depends on certain factors, such that if ever a criminal record was committed when one was a minor, that criminal record has the likelihood of being expunged and be expedited, other than that when one was a major. A minor will be a person under the ages of 18, and a major will be a person over the ages of 18. Then remember, in this, many crimes are committed. We can say there are minor crimes. There are those we usually call them common crimes, and there are those crimes that one had a clear intention in committing them. He has contemplated for a long time that there is a plan. They are planned, conspired to be committed. You see, usually when it affects you in a matter of, especially when it is a sexual offender, when someone is committed a sexual offender, mm-hmm. or the crime they committed are against children, there is no expungement in that case, because their record will be kept in sexual offenders' records. Mm. So in that instance, expungement is not possible. Yes.
Oh, quite interesting. Now, when can one apply then for the expungement of a criminal record?
I will set an example. If ever now one committed a crime in 2010, he was sentenced to he was convicted in 2010 during the World Cup, while the World Cup was in June. Then his sentence was 5 years, 3 years in custody, then 2 years suspended. Then that person must serve that 5 years first. After the 5 years, the person must wait for a period of 10 years without offending any, without re-offending, to put it simple, without re-offending. After that 10 years, he can apply for a expungement through Department of Justice.
Mm. This is now 10 years post being released from prison.
Yes, 10 years post being released from prison. Remember, release from prison, where does release from prison start? It doesn't start when you are released on parole, or it doesn't start when your sentence is suspended. It starts when your whole sentence is completed.
I see.
You understand?
I see.
Completed.
So which means that those who are in parole or having suspended sentences do not qualify for the expungement of
Qualify, let's put it clear, they qualify after the completion of their suspended sentence.
Or parole.
Yes, or parole after their completion, you see.
All right. What have been the prospects of a success in as far as the application for this particular expungement is concerned?
As you know, that our country is a country that gives second chances to our offenders. They are not that difficult in previously offended offenders. So they will be. It's just the process differs, because every case differs on its own merit, you see. So answering the question very simple, it will be that it usually takes approximately 2 to 3, I can say 2 to 3 weeks on application. But the response differ, because it depends on the circumstances, how your case it differs, but this process takes approximately usually 75 days. That's the minimum, you see.
Minimum period. So, and that it could it could take to up to, because if you say 75 days, that's just over 2 months.
Just over 2 months.
That's minimum period it would take, and up to what period?
Usually, by 75 days, there would have at least been some sort of a communication between yourself and the department.
I see.
You understand?
I see.
Some for the finalization of the application, it takes 75 days, you see. But in the 14th, usually in the 3 weeks, they already try to communicate. They are trying to communicate with you, you see. But usually their minimum is 21 working days. Just in the 3 weeks, already they started communicating.
I see. Now,
if ever there are some amendments, to put it clear.
Yes. Now, we've not heard about these quite much in the public. But do you find that there are many ex-offenders who apply for this?
I can say because is a criminal, I think I will say, on my part also, as a citizen, I think the message about expungement is not well communicated, and which is not our job. It's the job of the Department of Justice that must run campaigns, must run these campaigns that make people aware that they have a second chance to clear their criminal record. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, it's not our. It was not our job. It's you people of the media that must be given an opportunity to inform and teach communities about these kind of opportunities in life, because many people are suffering with offenses that they committed even during apartheid.
Are there instances where maybe a concession may be made due to, let's say, special circumstances? The ex-offender has now contributed to society in a very positive way, you know, building up society to the extent that there's no need to wait for 10 years. I'm now thinking a very public figure like Gayton McKenzie or Kenny Kunene.
Remember, you can contribute in a society like those two individuals which you mentioned, that they contributed immensely to our country. However, you must notify the department that here I am, I'm doing positively in my community, and I served the 10 years period of not reoffending. I passed through it.
No.
So it will be supporting documents.
No. I'm saying that are there is, you know, special circumstances where one does not get to finish the 10 years. Say, let's say a person like that would maybe go to, and they are at year number 7, and they've got evidence that they've contributed so positively in a big, big way, but they've not reached 10 years yet. Or there's no compromise. It must be 10 years.
No, there's no compromise. As remember, the rule of law doesn't say if ever you contributing positively. Mm. It says you must have been 10 years with, and I remember we contribute to society differently. One contribute to a society for just for being a lawful citizen. You see, that's a contribution that is done by me and you.
Yeah.
By not violating anyone's rights, by not offending children, by not violating the rights of children. That on its own, in its nature, is contributing to society.
I see.
Positively.
Lovely.
You don't need to be in the drum magazine to be a good contributor to society. You just need to be yourself and be a law-abiding citizen and know when you're wrong, not to be corrupt, not just be a good citizen. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so in these 10 years, yes, there's no special circumstances actually.
I see.
There's none whatsoever.
Now, lastly, as I let you go, after this expungement, you finish your 10 years and you apply for the expungement of the criminal record and it is then granted. Will there be a record that that criminal record actually existed then before that?
No. That criminal record won't be there, and on the SAPS criminal record database, it is removed.
Yeah. So basically, you will be like a person who has never committed any crime.
Yes. Even you are not obliged to. If a person has expunged his criminal record successfully, he's not obliged to say that I'm an offender. I have a criminal record. He's not obliged. It's only in circumstances such as when you are you like a secret service agency. That's where they are the only person who can at this point after that they can say that they have your data. But all over the country, there won't be any data that's showing that you are an offender. But it's only them, the Secret Service Agency, because it's a very sensitive department that they need certain type of people. They are the only people that they can have such data. But however, even if one applies in the Secret Service Agency and apply that and tell them that they don't have a criminal record, there won't be any it's not material for them to disclose that they have criminal record. It's not, because they expunged it. The purpose of expunging is to remove, is not to overshadow it, is to remove.
Now, thank you so much for that. And I'm going to let you go now for real. Now, if they are tried again, now the expungement of criminal record is there, it is effective, and they've lived a life, and by some unfortunate event, they now again have a criminal record. Maybe they were involved in an accident and somebody died, of course, you know, somebody has died and it's a criminal offense.
Yes.
Will they be tried as a repeat offender, or will this be now the first crime?
They will be tried as a first offender, because that one has been expunged.
I get you.
It is expunged. It's more like it's no longer there.
Actually,
it's no longer there. So they won't be categorized as repeated offenders. They will be categorized as a first time offenders, because they already followed all the procedure that allowed them to expunge.
Yes. Very much like when God forgives and He forgets, and He expunges our sins. All right. Now, thank you.
Good example. Thank you very much for that example.
Yes.
I didn't think of it myself.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I think I do realize now that when God forgives us, He expunges that record so that it is no more. Well,
They're giving, God gives us the second opportunity in life.
Yes.
Relive it, relieve it. Yes.
Exactly, with our sins being expunged. Wow. Thank you so much, my brother, Nimrod Mashilane, who has spoken to us about the expungement of a criminal record. Blessings to you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Blessings to you too, and your listeners.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.